It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we're continuing our theme week on some weird roadside attractions.
True.
And like you said, we're going a little farther west than yesterday. We were in Detroit, outside of Detroit yesterday. We're going about as far west as you can because we're in California.
Oh, California.
Today.
Sure. That's the edge.
Where if you find yourself driving on the Pacific Coast, in California, north of San Francisco.
The PCH, the Pacific Coast Highway?
Yes. You can drive through the chandelier tree.
Drive right through the tree?
You can drive right through the tree.
Okay.
Yes.
Can't do that with just any tree.
No. It's got to be a very specific kind of tree. The chandelier tree is in Drive Through Tree Park, if you can believe it.
Oh, the whole park.
Yes.
Dedicated to the tree. But only one tree you can drive through.
Yes. It's a 276-foot-tall coast redwood tree in Leggett, California, with a 6-foot-wide by 7-foot-tall hole cut right through its base to allow a car to drive through it. Now, I do think some cars you maybe have to, like, you know,
fold your mirrors in to get through there. Suck in your gut.
Its base measures 16 feet in diameter at chest height, so it's a big tree. The name chandelier tree comes from its unusual limbs that resemble a chandelier.
Oh.
The limbs, which measure from 4 to 7 feet in diameter, begin 100 feet above the ground, and the tree is 2,400 years old.
And who thought to cut a hole in a tree that old and said, this will survive?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
So coast redwoods occupy a narrow strip of land approximately 470 miles long along the Pacific coast. They are closely related to the giant sequoia, different but closely related, which grows at higher elevations in California's Sierra Nevada. Mature trees are naturally resistant to fire thanks to their 12-inch thick bark and lack of flammable pitch or resin. Bitter chemical
The bark is a foot thick?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Bitter chemical compounds in the wood called tannins keep both insects and diseases at bay. So they're pretty sturdy.
Man.
Yeah. Old growth redwood forests historically covered 2 million acres in California. The beautiful wood and natural resistance to both fire and decay, however, also make it valuable timber.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
The California Gold Rush of 1848 brought extensive logging of redwoods to build San Francisco and surrounding cities. So just 4% of the original old growth forest remains today.
My golly.
Yeah. So what do? Put a hole in the tree so you can drive through it.
That's right. Just one of them, Sarah.
So the chandelier tree stands on privately owned property in Drive Through Tree Park. Charles and Hazel Underwood purchased the grove in 1921. It's located approximately 180 miles north of the San Francisco Bay Area, and the park was an ideal stopping place for overnight or week-long stays. The opening was cut in the late 1930s to create an attraction for those driving along the Redwood Highway. At the time, big tree tourism was gaining momentum. Mm. In the early 20th century, even government-owned parks advertised their tunneled trees, encouraging visitors to pay a fee, obviously, drive through and get a souvenir photo. But many of these drive-through giants eventually toppled, as you can imagine.
Well, you've got a hole in the bottom, right, and it's a tall tree. Yeah.
So the chandelier tree is one of Northern California's three remaining drive-through redwoods.
Okay.
On summer days, about 500 cars a day drive through the chandelier tree.
My golly.
At a price of $15 per car.
Holy cow.
So they're making some money. They're making some money.
Immediately I'm thinking, is there a tree in my yard that I could cut a hole in?
Well, if they also charge a fee of $10 for pedestrians if you want to walk through it, or motorcycles.
Wow.
So, yeah. Visitors can also enjoy various other features during their visit, including hiking trails, a duck pond, picnic tables, and, of course, a gift shop.
Of course, it's a gift shop, right?
Of course there is, yeah. Now, there's a number of big trees in California had tunnels dug through them in the late 1800s and early 1900s. The completion of the Transcontinental Railroad in 1869 created a tourism boom in the West.
Yeah.
And one of the most popular destinations was Yosemite, which people on the East Coast had been hearing about for years.
Oh, yeah.
The road to Yosemite at the time took people through Tulum Grove, and owners there at the Grove wanted to create some interest. So in 1878, the very first tunnel tree, now called the Dead Giant, was created there from a largely dead stump that already had a giant fire caves that were easy to extend into a tunnel.
Mm.
So that was the first one way back in 1878.
Wow.
Tourist traps even back then in 1878. Yeah.
But when did the gift shop originate? That's what I want to know. Because the gift shop,
yeah, I don't.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, they are. However, the practice of boring tunnels into living trees caused significant harm to their structural integrity and overall health. Over time, many tunnel trees fell, obviously due to the damage inflicted during the tunneling process. As awareness of nature conservation increased, the practice was discontinued. Existing tunnel trees are now preserved as historical artifacts, and no new tunnel trees are being created.
Wow.
So there's three there in Northern California, but
good for them. Yeah. Doing good business.
Strong
business.
For sure.
You picked out a record to go along with the chandelier tree, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so I thought we would play Drive My Car Through the Tree by the Beatles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Legends 102.7, the biggest hits, and the Beatles. It's Drive My Car. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about the chandelier tree in California as part of our weird roadside attractions theme week.
Pretty weird. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's week. Cody, you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. In the summer months, about 500 cars a day drive through the chandelier tree.
The chandelier tree is 276 feet tall and 2,400 years old.
And it's one of three remaining drive-through redwoods in Northern California.
I wonder how they picked that tree to carve out back in the day.
I don't know. Well, maybe it was the biggest one.
Yeah, maybe.
They were like, this one
looks
sturdy.
Let's do this one. It's got to be wide.
This one looks good.
There's a picture. I think it's that. Well, it's one of the ones we were cycling through. It's a big Ford F-150.
Yeah.
The mirrors are folded in, but it's going through this tree. I wonder if they had to make it bigger.
Do you think they have to sign a waiver? Like, do you think that, like, if you drive through
and
you, like, damage your car, it's not their fault?
Maybe,
yeah.
Probably. Probably. But back in the day, when was it first carved out? 19?
It was 1930s.
Okay, so the cars back in 1930s must have been tiny compared to today. Do you think they've had to carve the tree and make it bigger?
I don't know.
Taller? Wider?
I don't know.
Maybe. Folks want to learn more about the chandelier tree. Where do they go? What do they do, Sarah?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. Yeah. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Plus, you can listen to this live on the radio like you might be doing now, or watch it on Facebook Live every day at 4:10 like you might be doing now, or you can catch the archives up at YouTube like you might be doing now. You can go to Sarah's Wiki Corner. That's what you search out on YouTube. You'll find the entire library there to peruse at your convenience. And you're back tomorrow. Oh, be sure to like and subscribe when you do that, by the way. You're back tomorrow, fresh episodes.
Absolutely.
At 4:10, continuing the theme week, Weird Roadside Attractions. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic, weather, and more records to play coming up on Legends 102.7.